The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Yes, once again, it's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. for those of you who are watching the clock, and it's Thursday, February 2nd. 2023. Are you still writing January on your checks? You should not be. And for those of you who think you're going blind because you're trying to read our Power Mall catalog, understand that it was printed too small for some of you. We understand that. This is why, since we're all about solutions here, we have updated the catalog and we made the text bigger. So if you want a new copy, all you have to do is just give us a shout. 877-817-9829. It's a toll-free number. It's not going to cost you anything. And we will send you a new copy of the catalog so you can have a printed version of it. All right? Vitamir products are 10% off this week, as well as select products of North American Urban Spice, namely Herbal Z's and Chaga Max, 15% off this week. We have a closeout on Sammy Plus, 50% off. And, of course, 50% off your Sagan Journey water bottles and filters. You can get it in blue or orchid. Comes with one filter, and we have replacement water filters as well, but we've got a very limited stock left, so you better jump on that if you don't have purification systems in place already. The OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle is still rocking and rolling here at the Power Mall. Silver lozenges, you get two boxes of those, plus a bottle of vitamin C and a bottle of vitamin D. Normally, you would pay $70.90 cumulatively for that, but $53 now. And, of course, silver gel, 24 part per million, OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million. I happen to have the nano silver gel right in my hot little hand here for those of you watching live stream. Yes, I look wide awake, 2.5 cups of coffee later, and I'm coffeeed out. Yeah. So glad you could join us this morning. By the way, for those of you listening to us on TalkStream Live, thanks so much for doing that. I'll tell you why. When you go to TalkStreamLive.com and stream the Power Hour every day there, we get ranked. And see, the more of you that are doing that, we move up closer to the top 25, if not into the top 25, in next year's TSL sampling. This year, this last year, 2022, they sampled an historic 53 million listener sessions, and the TSL Power 50 report came out, and we're number 34 in the rankings out of all the independent media out there. So, to thank you for your next purchase at thepowermall.com, use the code APPRECIATION and the number 5, APPRECIATION5 at checkout, and you get $5 off. And that code expires at the end of May. So you got plenty of time to use that code over and over. And we appreciate you once again dialing us up on TalkStreamLive.com. For those of you subscribing to our newsletters, I got to make these announcements in the morning because people sometimes, you know, they dial in later or they don't hear it. And we need to keep everybody informed as to what's going on here because we have faithful followers. Our Power Hour and Power Mall newsletters and social media pages are separate, and you have to go to each of the respective sites to sign up for one or both newsletters. We're on Truth Social, as well as Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Twitter is Power Hour Nation, and of course, Truth Social is the Power Hour, and my personal Twitter feed, or Truth Social feed, rather, is Power Hour host. So the thing is that, you know, we make comments on occasion on Truth Social that we talk about on the show here because, you know, it's just one of those things that crawls into my brain. And I just think, you know what, that might be important to my listeners. We're always coming up with solutions, trying to get stuff done. And we appreciate all of the donations, those of you making donations to us, because that is what keeps us on the air. We have a Support Us tab. If you go to thepowerhour.com, you can click on that and make a donation that way. You can call Jay at 877-817-9829, make a donation that way. You can send us a check for donation at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And, of course, if you visit thepowerhour.com, you can click on our Partners tab, and you'll see all of the list of our partners that help us and give us money back on products you order. Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, Optivita Hemp Products, The Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, My Pillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils, to name a few. We have Mark Sherwood, ND, former gubernatorial candidate from the state of Oklahoma, joining us at the top of next hour. And you know, we got the rally March 25th that yours truly is going to be co-hosting. I will be on stage with Carolyn Blakeman, who was on our show yesterday. And it's going to be something else. We're expecting hundreds, if not thousands, to show up for that event. And Mark Sherwood will be talking about a lot of the garbage that is facing us today because they want to try to enforce more mask mandates. Pew Research Study. Pew. Yeah. Suggests that Americans are waking up. Are they? Really? How about no? Oh, I got to do the Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, if you've ever seen that one. He does the thing when he's talking to his son, Scott. How about no, Scott? Okay. You know, that's Dr. Evil. You know, he keeps telling, no. All right, zip it. Zip it. Ladies and gentlemen, the jury, exhibit A. When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Ah, yeah, zip it good. You know, all that stuff. Mike Myers, of course. So when you do one impersonation with Mike Myers, you can do them all. Hey, that kind of looks like a baby. Yeah, okay. So we've got him coming on, and I'm trying to get Rowdy from EMP Shield to come on the bottom of next hour. We're trying to make contact with him right now because I want to talk a little bit about EMP, given the headlines the way they are these days. We're taking your news and phone calls. You know, if you've got things you want to contribute to the conversation, comments, you know, they're welcome. That's why we have a toll-free number. 844-769-2944. I know it's only 8 minutes after the hour of seven, but what the heck? I mean, come on, you got the cup of coffee in hand. But I got to tell you these things, you get to call up and contribute. We love it when you do. Especially you newbies, don't be afraid. It's like, you know, talking to your mom on the phone. Hello, Mata. Hello, Fada. Yeah. You remember that, Alan Sherman? Of course you do. Now I'm dating myself again. If you remember that comedy stuff, you know, because he always had the laugh tracks going on behind the... Yeah, here I am at where? Camp Granada. Remember that? Yeah, of course you do. The Gallup poll, by the way. Yep, Gallup poll has come out. And they claim, based on their survey of... In 2021, they surveyed 16% of adults worldwide, which projects to almost 900 million people, said that they would like to leave their own country permanently. And where do you think they want to come? Yeah, if you said here or Europe, you were right. Those are the most popular places they want to go. Europe is turning into a socialist conglomerate, and America is not far behind unless we, the people, you know, and it's not white supremacy, see, because socialism is going to affect everyone. It's going to affect the stupid left. A lot of these people are leaving, like Venezuela. I mean, Venezuela is the new Cuba. Far, far exceeding Cuba's expectations. And people are leaving Venezuela in droves because they don't like it there. But yet, wait till they get here and they realize we're headed the same direction. They're going to go, oh, my God, what have I done? Only they'll say it in Spanish. And it won't be pretty. And the word caca comes to mind because that's what they're walking into. But hey, who invited him? You know, lame-o, scarecrow. Have it all fire, scarecrow. You'll definitely have fire going down in this country because when people start realizing that jobs are scarce, you see, here's a problem that people aren't realizing. They get this big invite from Sleepy Joe, and what they don't realize, they don't do their homework. They just say, oh, Biden, he good man, let's go. You know, it's not like that. You see, they didn't do their homework. They didn't realize that during the pandemic, all these mom and pop businesses, which would normally employ people, got shut down. So where are they going to get a job? What are they going to do? Go on universal basic income? I don't think so. We don't have the tax base and the reserve to keep cranking that out. So you've got 900 million people, 750 million of which said they'd like to come to the United States. We can't handle all that. We have a housing shortage as it is. What are the banks going to do? Evict all the white folk? What you talking about, Willis? Are they going to evict all the white folk and then run us all out of jobs in our homes and then fill them up with immigrants because they think they're getting cheap labor? Oh, wait, you just wait. These immigrants are going to wake up one day and realize they got the shaft and that the United States government is no better than the government where they left. And they're going to realize we screwed up. Yeah, good luck going back. Good luck with that. Oh, sorry. Oh, you're an immigrant? You got to get the jab. See, they're going to find a way to stick them one way or another. And these people, like they believe Biden, they believed him that it's okay to come here. We'll let you in and give you amnesty and give you voting rights and give you money, give you food stamps, give you whatever you want. Just stay out of Rehoboth Beach because the FBI is there digging through my documents to see if I got any more classified records. How stupid is that? They really think that we believe that he didn't have fair warning. He had fair warning. They had the opportunity to clean all that stuff up, have the attorneys go through, find everything they could before the FBI showed up. Trump didn't get that luxury. You see how our justice system is so screwed up in this country? And they think it's all wonderful, the leftist people. Until the leftist people, those NIMBYs, until they get affected directly by this, when you start seeing all these pissed off immigrants that illegally got into this country, they're already committing crimes. They're killing people with vehicles they stole. They're robbing banks, robbing 7-Elevens, shoplifting at stores because they run out of money. There's no place to go. So, you know, they're literally committing crime. A lot of them are. And a lot of them came here with criminal records, and we call them gotaways. Which, of course, our government can't track because they kind of like moved into the major cities and blended in. Which means if you're living in a blue state city and you're a left-wing liberal, you might as well put a gun-free zone sign out in front of your house to let everybody know that they can come take what they want, including your firstborn. They can take a piece of you while they're at it. You know, I don't wish for five illegal immigrants to kick in your front door and rape every woman in your household. I don't wish that at all on anybody. But you know what? What is to stop? We already have rapists coming in from other countries. What's to stop them from doing it? You know, you wonder why people are arming themselves now? You wonder why Sweden now, who's, you know, pretty much been a peaceful nation state, all of a sudden now turns around and 20% of the people surveyed said they want to own a gun for self-defense? Yeah, because they're tired of all that. NIMBYs, not in my backyard. Yeah, you wait until the leftists all of a sudden start getting affected by this, just like Martha's Vineyard. Do you notice how quickly they left Martha's Vineyard, those immigrants? Got on a bus and got shipped off to a military base? 24 hours. You see, that's how our dual standard works here. It's great to preach about what the left want. Yeah, for all of us, except for the left. They don't like the end result of their own policy. And you see, their own policy at some point is going to come back and bite them all in their proverbial keisters. And it's not going to be fun. And they're going to realize, like a lot of Democrats already have, oh my gosh, what did we sign up for? Why did we vote that moron into office? Because he's doing us dirty. And of course, the headline reads, got milk? China is building a herd of mutant GMO super cows. Super cows that can pump up nearly twice as much milk. How do you think that's going to go? Yep. Beijing boffins boast. I like that alliteration. They created three cows. Yes. Tres leches. Yeah. Well, they can annually produce 18 tons of milk. 18 tons, and what do you get? 17,500 liters or 37,000 pints of GMO milk. The three super cows could produce 300 tons of milk a year. GMO, that's genetically modified organisms. You really want to put that stuff in your system? What do you think is going to happen when China does that? Yeah. China's dreaming of creating a herd of 1,000 of these super cows. Yes, let them eat, let them drink milk. Yeah, that kind of junk, they can keep it. They can keep it. Yeah, the three clone cows' births were announced this week of all the studies they've done. Transplanting cloned embryos into 120 cows, three of which gave birth this week. 42% were successfully impregnated. 17.5% remained fertile for 200 days. Yeah, but they'll keep experimenting, won't they? Doesn't matter how many cattle they kill. See, there are certain entities out in this world that refer to us as goyim. That's another word for cattle. And we get treated as such because we act like that. Unless we got to get out of this rut we're in and stop acting like goyim and start acting like Americans. So, you know, or sheep, whichever. We the sheeple. I've heard that phrase a lot. Ireland, as a matter of fact, is also an issue with migrants. The building migrant crisis there is becoming a key election issue. According to data from a major polling company, they've gotten out their Red Sea research appears to indicate the public disquiet over the country's ongoing migrant crisis. Now, here's something I will tell you about the Irish. All you got to do is look at their history. Look at Easter Rising. Look at what happened with the IRA. They're not afraid to blow stuff up. They say, and although we're talking about the people that were polled, say the Irish government is doing a poor job at handling that crisis. I know personally from talking to attorneys over there, they call them barristers or solicitors, that they're about 180,000 housing units short throughout the entire nation or country of Republic of Ireland. We're not talking about Northern Ireland. UK is responsible for that. The people in Northern Ireland continue to suck off the teat of the British government, who gives them about $90 billion a year. And they'll continue to do so as long as the money keeps coming. But when the money doesn't come, we'll see if they change, right? But it's a big problem in Ireland. Don't think the Irish aren't going to do something about it if the government doesn't wake up. See, because Sinn Féin is a part of that government. And Sinn Féin is the political arm of the IRA. So trust me when I talk about the disquiet. You know, it only takes a few bombings to wake people up. Are we going to start this again? I thought the Accord of 1998, I thought that ended everything, the troubles. You see, they went through all this. They were killing their own people, folks. People who opposed their viewpoints. People who were of a different religious persuasion. Yeah, they killed him. Shot him, blew stuff up. You know, you wonder that song, Belfast Child. Did you ever look up the back channel of that by Simple Minds? It's kind of eerie when you think that they wrote that song about the bombing at Enniskillen, Northern Ireland. Been through that town, by the way. Once you've been there, done that, and you've seen history the way it is, centuries old, that government and that government's history and that country's history is centuries older than the United States of America. Ireland has been invaded so many times by so many different factions, and the Irish still managed to keep holding on. You got to wonder about how we can compare them to the way we behave here in America. And of course, then you have Sleepy Joe's terrifying claim that climate threats is greater than nuclear war. And of course, following those remarks, deeming climate change a greater threat to humanity than nuclear war, Florida Rep. Mike Waltz blasted Biden and his assessment as communist China triples the size of their nuclear arsenal and are developing hypersonic nuclear missile capabilities that we can't defend against. And why can't we do that? Because Biden is giving all of our arms to Ukraine. So for those of you who disagree with the fact that you should be arming yourselves to the teeth, you might want to think twice about that. Because if our government gives away all of its munitions and every aspect of how we can defend ourselves here from attack and doesn't spend the money in the right places that we, the people's tax dollars, give it, well, our government's failed us. You think it's about time that we made a phone call to our congressperson and asked them what the hell they're doing? What did we put you in there for? And give them your punch list. Why not? Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, let's see. What do we got going on with that? Laptop from hell. Former executives at Twitter are scheduled to testify before Congress about the company's decision ahead of the 2020 election to suppress reporting about a laptop that reportedly belonged to Hunter Biden. Well, you know they did that. They shut it off. He didn't know anything about it before the election. Had people known, outcome might have been way different. But, hey, you know, the Democrats control the media, and, you know, it's really interesting. Speaking of the mainstream media, ex-ABC producer arrested on child porn charges months after the FBI raided his home, James Gordon Meek. Yep. ABC News national security investigative producer. Former. Yeah. He resigned and wasn't seen publicly for months following an FBI raid and classified document seizure at his home. The raid uncovered multiple devices containing alleged evidence of child sexual abuse image transportation, and a username allegedly linked with Meek received and distributed child sexual abuse materials and online chat conversations, with conversation participants expressing enthusiasm for child sexual abuse based on the DOJ's assumption, of course. Here, again, this is the part of the United States government that you have to understand when they isolate somebody like this. This kind of stuff is called demonization, and they've done it to everybody, not just kiddie porn people. They do it to other people, too. Every April 15th, they make an example out of somebody for income tax evasion to scare people into filing their tax returns and being good, dutiful little taxpayers. Turn over your whole bloody paycheck to us. That will make us happy. You know, no, this is not like the Bible where it says, you know, if they want your shirt, give them your coat also, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing here. No, we don't have to do that. This is why people start LLCs and small businesses, so they can take write-offs. Tax avoidance is not illegal. If you don't believe me, just look at that old phrase by Learned Hand, former Justice of the Supreme Court. And, of course, if you own an AR-15, don't do stupid stuff like the guy in Omaha, Nebraska did, walking into a Target store and opening fire. Yeah, police there got word from like 90-some-odd people that called 911 and said there's a guy in here with an AR-15 and he's ripping rounds in a Target superstore. So all the police, the feds, this guy's got 13 loaded magazines of ammunition and he's ripping rounds, according to the Omaha World Herald, allegedly had an AR-15. And so what did the police do when they got there? Shot him dead. So, you know, AR does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite rifle. Been around since the 50s, yet this Biden administration and all the people connected to it can't seem to even get the name right, let alone the function of the weapon. An AR-15 is a military-grade weapon. The only difference between that and an M16 is an AR-15 is semi-automatic. And the only way you can convert it to something that sounds like an automatic and still isn't an automatic is with an echo trigger or a hellfire switch. Those are the only ways that you can make it sound like an automatic weapon, but it's not. As a matter of fact, there's one thing about echo and hellfire triggers that you should know from somebody who's been in the military that's seen this stuff go down. You lose stability and control of the weapon when you put one of these devices on the trigger, because what it does is it creates a static condition of the trigger to where when you pull it, it rips around, and when you let up, it rips around. Now, if you're holding a weapon and it's, you know, you're pulling that trigger and it's bouncing around, you keep hitting that trigger. Yeah, it kind of sounds like a machine gun, but unfortunately, the bullets go everywhere. The rounds go get ejected out, but see, the thing is, you keep doing that, and it overheats, and it's likely the gun will jam, and then you got problems. Because now they're returning fire. A lot of people use these things for cover fire, so they can move from one position to another. So they open up, and they put a hellfire or echo trigger on, and they start ripping rounds to run for cover, to get to another location. This is what they do with M16s. It's called cover fire, for those of you who don't know. Well, see, that's bad because it's a big waste of ammo, and if you only have 1,000 rounds of weapon, then, hey, you know, you better make every shot count. And don't go stupid. Don't go doing stupid stuff like walking into a Target store. I mean, unless you want death by cop, we have enough of those nutballs out there in the first place. Tim in Michigan, you got a minute. What's going on?
Hey, I was wondering if you were going to address the leaked phone call from President Biden to Hunter.
Oh, which one? There's, you know, the one where he said he loved you. He loved him. Is that the one?
Yeah. The one he tells Hunter, they aren't going to get off my keister about these documents, so you need to get a hold of Barack and Michelle and start Operation Dump and Burn and use the red phone.
Well, thank you for informing us of all of that. You just gave me the news story. I appreciate that, Tim. We're at the break. And, of course, we'll be back with more news and your phone calls after our break ends. So listen to those commercials because there's good deals there and more information for you. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Ah, yes. 7:32 in the morning, Central Time, Thursday. Wait a minute, February 2nd. That's Groundhog Day. I can tell you, he's not going to see a shadow. Maybe Bill Murray will show up with the Jeep, the Rubicon. Remember that commercial during the Super Bowl? That was hysterical. I love that spot. you got to go to YouTube and watch that Rubicon commercial with Bill Murray on Groundhog Day. He actually snatches the groundhog and they go out driving around in a Rubicon Jeep. It's hysterical. it's one of the funnier ones. Anyway, yeah, in case you weren't aware, the Philadelphia Eagles, speaking of Super Bowl, yeah, they've got a little stain on their team right now. Their lineman, Josh Sills, number 61, has been indicted on charges of rape and kidnapping stemming from an incident that occurred almost 4 years ago in Guernsey County, Ohio, on December 5th, 2019, when he was in college, according to TMZ Sports. Yep. He attacked a woman, apparently, there, and that's coming back to bite him now. And, of course, his hearing, amazing how this works, is not going to happen until 4 days after the Super Bowl. So you got to wonder whether or not they're going to bench him, tell him, Josh, don't show up. We don't need that kind of garbage going on. The fans are going to be looking at you and booing you because, you know, it already made the media and you've already been convicted, pal. I mean, this is just the way it is. Even though you're innocent until proven guilty, you know, the demonization starts. And so for you Eagles fans, we're so sorry that, you know, sometimes people have a hard time keeping it in their pants. It's one of those sad states of affairs. Don't know what to say. He just got caught up in it. Of course, it is an accusation, and she's got to testify as to what happened, and they've got to have enough proof to convict. The jury does. The Department of Homeland Security is going to allow two chief Border Patrol agents to testify at a congressional hearing on the U.S. border crisis, of course, after initially trying to muzzle them, according to Representative James Comer of Kentucky. This is all part of the shift show, folks. All part of the lame duck session. Sometimes you just don't even want to read the rest of that news story because it's like, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. What are they going to get out of it? Oh, something we already all know. There's a crisis at the border. Duh. Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, there's tens of thousands of migrants coming into this country all because Biden invited them. I'm not going to get on that tirade again. I did the first part of the hour. And it's really unnecessary. We already know there's a problem. We already know the U.S. government's doing nothing about it. We already know that the states are paying gobs and gobs of money. We have a border sheriff in Arizona, Mark Daniels, in Cochise County, that's basically saying, look, we're talking about $4.3 million of taxpayer money to have for detention and control, and it's all coming out of the state coffers because of Biden. All because of Biden. They're coming to country because of Biden. They see Biden as welcoming them into the country, according to the sheriff. And the aliens, the illegals, actually tell us officers why they're coming. They're coming to the U.S. because of Biden. Biden invited us. Oh, why didn't you go to the White House and go see him? Try to get in. And if they won't let you in, jump the fence. You know, why don't they tell some crazy? Maybe you can go to Rehobo Beach and see if he can penetrate his security, his perimeter. Oh, my. You know, I mean, these people that are inviting all these illegals in here, it's just a matter of time before the illegals turn on we the people. It's going to happen. When you multiculturalize a country like they did in Britain, you see what the crime rate looks like. Understand the potential for what's going to happen in America because of the moron that got elected, hooker by crook, that's sitting in the executive office. And, of course, all the media now is reporting that Mitch McConnell is getting even, whether making an example or whatever. The headlines basically are reading he's retaliating against GOP dissenters Rick Scott and Mike Lee by booting him off of the important Commerce Committee. And because, you know, Rick Scott, you know, both of them, Rick Scott from Florida and Mike Lee from Utah, serve on the Commerce Committee. And, of course, Lee and Scott both supported the bid, Scott's bid, to oust McConnell at the time when they were trying to elect a minority leader in the Senate, of course. And the senators are all patting themselves on the back. You know, they do this all the time. Like any law that they say that they want to get passed, they just pat themselves on the back. It's not going to get passed. Anything that the Republicans want passed is not going to happen because Biden will not let it happen. Go to the House and the House can approve it. The senators need a whole lot more than just all of their votes. They need some of the Democrats' votes in agreement, and then Biden's still going to veto the thing. So a lot of good that does, but you see, they're all trying to do stuff, trying to make themselves look good so they can justify why you should vote for him again in the next election. You need to look at the voting record and look at the fact that we are in the middle of a lame duck session and nothing is going to make any sense, no matter how many times they pat themselves on the back. There's all this infighting going on, and Mitch McConnell is being Mitch. So, you get to vote him out next time, you people in Kentucky. You think that by having Mitch in the driver's seat as minority leader, that that's going to make a difference, that that's going to help you Kentuckians out there? You really think that's going to make a difference? I don't. He's only one. And if he's got everybody, every other member of the GOP, with the exception of that bozo from Utah, not Mike Lee, but the other guy, Mitt Romney, he's the only one, I think, that likes Mitch. There's a lot of them there that don't. And if you think that Mitch McConnell, you want to know why he's Senate Minority Leader instead of Senate Majority Leader? Think about that for a minute. Ponder that before you go casting your vote for him in the next election. He's been throwing all his weight around and all his money around. And the people who should have gotten elected, like Blake Masters, got money pulled away from their campaign. That's what I'm talking about. People who should have been in there, you know, like Bolduc up in New Hampshire, all those people that Mitch had the opportunity to go help to get the majority leader position, nope, didn't happen. So you can thank Mitch for that, and you can vote him out the next time he's up for re-election, which should be, if I'm not mistaken, in 2024. And Florida, yeah, Governor DeSantis has another drag event he's got to contend with now. There's a Pride Festival that happened down in Hollywood, Florida. Yeah, hooray for Hollywood. That's in Broward County, by the way. It's a blue county. And, of course, unfortunately, the Florida Pride event included a kids' zone featuring a drag queen, Misty Eyes. Oh, boy. The drag performer also took part in a drag queen story hour event in the kids' zone. Now, you parents, you Blue City parents that let your kids attend this thing, don't know what to tell you. Your mind needs to be rearranged. Your kid is going to grow up hating you. And if you just allow him to go do what you want and he ends up dead, that's on you. You didn't teach him the way he was supposed to go. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Hey, real good. Real good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's Groundhog Day. I ain't seen him yet.
Yeah, of course not. Would you snatch it and go jump into your Rubicon Jeep if you did?
I ain't got one of those things. I ain't a fatty dude. Hey.
Yeah.
I saw something on the front page of the local county paper here Monday. I just cooked my goose. The school district in New Philadelphia, Ohio, on the front page, there's a family complaining to the school board. There's a big picture on the front of the paper. It's a black man, a white woman, three children, two of which are in high school. They have an Arabic Muslim name, and they want to stop the reading of Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn.
Okay.
It just fries me. You know, he's a premier author, United States. It can't get better. And
I've read a lot of famous quotes.
Several of his books are wonderful, aren't they, Dave?
Yep, Samuel Clemens. Yep, otherwise known as Mark Twain.
Yeah,
very, very famous quotations by him.
Oh, many of them. I know several. But he never really downgraded black people anywhere in any of his books I can find. Nowhere.
No. All right. Kevin, the picture in the paper. Just out of curiosity. And I don't mean to cut you off here. I'll let you keep talking. But the picture in the paper was the white woman wearing a burqa.
No, didn't go that far. No.
Okay. Not full Sharia law. Not full Sharia law. Close, but no cigar. Okay.
Well, they want to cut off our law of our people. That's what cooks me.
Yep, it should.
And you know, they just keep taking it inch and inch and inch. I hope they don't submit to these people because, hey, you and I could both see right now that I'm sure that family listens to rap songs. So how come they can't fly by the native language in this country at that time when they're listening to rap songs that cut white people all to pieces? Just filth, filth, filth.
Oh, of course, but, except know, for okay. Except for Rapper's Delight. Rapper's Delight was different, you know. Rapper's Delight, you know, the hip hop, hippie to the hippie, hippie, hip, hip hoppy. You don't stop the rapping to the bang, bang, boogie, sit up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I know the whole song. In fact, I used to rap it on the radio when we used to do our nightclub segments live from Polyester's in Austin. So before it turned totally blue and I had to get the heck out of Haiti. So anyway, aside from that, yeah, I can imagine. I mean, you listen to the my daughter actually listens to Rage Against the Machine. and I mean, I'll tell you what, some of the stuff that Rage Against the Machine basically is a protest song. Oh, I'm being told by our lovely producer out there, Catherine, Pucks and Tawny Phil did see his shadow. Six more weeks of winter. Phil. Okay. Oh, Phil. Why did you have to see your shadow, Phil? Oh, well. Okay.
I have a much more important subject, and that is the shape we're in with world conditions with Ukraine, with Russia. And we actually experienced nuclear missile crisis much worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. In 1983, during NATO's Operation Able Archer 83, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, Dave? I heard that. I heard about that. Go ahead, enlighten our audience.
That's where in 83, every year, they were doing a simulated period of conflict escalation, culminating U.S. military attaining DEFCON 1. We were at DEFCON 1. Huh. And what it was, they would each year, you know, for several years, and it still goes on, where, we send in all these massive troops within NATO and do practice runs all the way up to B-52s and loading up a nuclear weapons, you know. And there was a big confusion. The Russians were seeing it as a real attack.
Yeah.
And there was no communication, just like there is now. There's no communications between the two countries. And our people were seeing things that they were doing. We were seeing things that they were doing. But mainly it was what they were seeing. They were taking all their sources of information that we were doing, things like blood drives and things like that, that they thought were actually preparations for that nuclear strike.
Oh, my.
And there was no communications, and we went right down to the wire. And literally, they were loading their nuclear weapons for real. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever, you know, doesn't get much traction or repeat of the story. So
no, not until it happens. You know, all those NIMBYs out there, not in my backyard. Nothing happens until it does, and then it's too late. So... Bummer.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we just, you know, we put our faith in government that constantly is causing us to think otherwise when every time we turn around, Kevin. I don't know. You know, it's one of those things people are going to have to start really calling Washington and complaining. Or you can flush twice either way because it is a long way to D.C. So anyway.
Yeah.
Have yourself a quality day, sir. We know you'll call back. We appreciate that. Let's see who else is holding on the line. Will in Michigan, how are you?
Hey, good morning. No nukes flew. Wow, what a cool thing. But I think no nukes are going to fly until they get their timeshares. Excuse me, I have asthma. Timeshares in space built because they don't want to eat the iodine pills down here, sir. It's all anticlimactic. I want to speak to the school, the raising of children. In Michigan, there's a kid being sentenced today named Crumley. We all think to talk about it that they teased him over his name. But they charged the parents as enablers to this kid's crimes. And I'm telling you, this is the key the part of sentencing after conviction is to be a deterrent to others. Before these people are even convicted, there is a run on gun safes and gun locks in Michigan. They can't keep them on the shelves. So what I'm saying, I want to juxtapose this. Phyllis Schlafly, God rest her soul, said that the nuclear family was being attacked in the 70s. McCarthy said the Reds were coming. They told us the Russians were coming. I'm telling you, they're here.
Yeah, already. They
that
are.
There was a coup in 63 when they killed Kennedy. We didn't nuke them like we should have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Khrushchev said they're going to destroy us from within. They're destroying the nuke. So here's the point.
Yeah, Khrushchev beat a stew on the table and said that. Yep, we know.
From within. Exactly yep. How they would do it. And we're scratching our head. Oh, we're afraid of nukes and all this. We should be afraid of a mental illness in America, undiagnosed, called the love of money.
Ah, money, 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 money.
It's actually what caused slavery in the minds of the plantation owners. And then what algorithm did the mentally ill white bastards follow once they got the money from slavery? They put powder in their hair, became senators, congressmen, and presidents, and changed their
yeah.
states into their plantations.
There you
and
go.
And made all taxpayers the modern-day slaves, paying back the taxes that they sell the greatest country in the world into $33 trillion of debt.
Yep.
Isn't that an oxymoron, or are
I don't
they
know.
Lying
I,
to me and
this,
telling
this is
me?
One of the this is one of the reasons why the first section of my new book that's coming out, Doomed to Repeat, is called Welcome to the Land of the Fee and the Home of the Slave. So anyway, point
Amen.
Made. Well taken. Thank you for calling. We appreciate
it's the
that.
Parents that need to be held accountable
yeah.
for the children's
I
abnormal
know.
Behavior.
And this is the kid that shot up the school, that killed 8. Yeah. Or 5. I think it was 5. Anyway, yeah. No, it doesn't surprise me, Will, that the guns are leaving the store shelves like crazy up there. Doesn't surprise me. People are waking up and they're arming themselves, which is what, I mean, you know, if our U.S. government's going to decimate its military, who the hell else is going to defend this country, right? Is it the white supremacists? No, I don't think so. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe they will. Who knows? Everybody's got a label if they want to hang on somebody. But, you know, frequent sleeping pill use is linked to higher risk for dementia, according to the headline. Seniors who frequently take sleeping medications may be raising the risk for developing Alzheimer's disease. And if you're forgetting things, you might just have some timers. But, you know, we don't want that. We have Herbal Z's, which is a natural sleep support from the Power Mall, which we encourage you the next time you happen to be shopping over there. You order some of that. It's on sale, by the way. The Biden administration is considering declaring a public health emergency again. What do you think they're going to declare it about? Abortion. How are they going to get away with that? This is something you need to call your congressperson and tell them, look, they're going to do this by executive order. Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra told Axios there have been discussions about how to best protect abortion rights, including the possibility of an emergency declaration. I'd like to see that happen. If we the people let them get away with that come November 2024, we have to stop this deliberate overhauling of our election system in this country. If we don't have fair elections, we're no better off than Venezuela. And finding out that immune exhaustion emerges after the third vaccine dose. Oh, you keep going out there and getting that jab. You just keep listening to those morons at the CDC and Surgeon General and everybody else that says, you got to go get the jab. Go get the jab. You'll be better. You'll go get the jab. It's safe and effective. They're lying to you. We'll be talking about a lot of that in the next hour, by the way, so I'm going to hold my tongue on that one. The Federal Reserve has raised its targeted federal funds interest rate by a quarter percentage point, the slowest in a series of 8 hikes. It's at the highest level ever. British oil giant Shell yesterday posted its highest ever annual profit, bolstered by soaring fossil fuel prices and robust demand since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine last year. Reported adjusted earnings of $39.9 billion for the full year 2022, comfortably surpassing the $28.4 billion in 2008, which Shell said was the firm's previous annual record, and more than double the firm's full year 2021 profit of $19.29 billion. Wow. That's $9, $10 billion more. Yeah. Wow. It's amazing. People are using it. That's the way to do it, folks. Fill up that tank. Don't buy an electric vehicle. I don't care what they tell you. If the government, you know, like California, they got this new bill, AB 259. It imposes a wealth tax. So if you say, oh, my God, I got to get out of here. Well, you better do it now, because and wait until the bill passes. Guess what? They're going to come after you for 10 years worth of money. And PayPal is laying off 2,000 employees. Isn't that wonderful? And all these people are coming into this country thinking it's going to be great. Boy, have they got another guest coming. We'll be back with Dr. Mark Sherwood after the break. Stay with us.
Spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.